You're listening to episode 76 of the Mad Chatters podcast, March 9th, 2016.
Most everyone's mad here.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Mad Chatters Podcast, your very important date with the happenings at Walt Disney World and around the Disney Universe. My name is Derek, and joining me today are my co-hosts, Matthew.
Hey, howdy, hey.
And Jeremy.
I really couldn't think of a line to say right there, so hello, everybody.
All right, well, that's set the tone great for this show.
I did not think about this show at all.
Let's go ahead and kick things off by talking about some munchies and merch.
I have got to teach you about food. Close your eyes. Now, take a bite of this.
No! 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 Don't just fork it down!
Too late.
Oh, yes. I'm rumbling in my tumbly. Time for something sweet.
Speaking of champions, friends, Canine Crunchies is the champion of all dog biscuits.
Cheddar! Ah! Cheddar Wizard!
It's pretty scrumptious.
All right, Matt, I'm going to send it over to you first. What are some munchies and what is some merchandise currently at Walt Disney World that has intrigued you as of late?
You may or may not be familiar with the new, I guess you'd call it store booth area at the Co-op in 28 in Main. But they sell some really cool coffee cups, coffee mugs. And one of them, I was drinking out of my coffee cup here, which no one can see, but I'm holding it up for some reason, before the show started, and Derek or someone remarked about the odd shape of it. And it is an odd shape. It's kind of bulbous and thin at the top. But the mug I like from this store is like that. And it says Nautilus. It's a very like a brown cafeteria looking cup almost. Very nautical looking. Rusty almost. And it's got a very round bulbous shape to it. And there's another coffee mug that I love there. Not as much, but I like the shape too. And it says Skull Rock on it and just has a hook in the middle. It says Skull Rock, like a logo almost. So I like those things. And I'm a sucker for fancy dancy coffee mugs, so I might go buy those. And they're online for $14.95. Didn't someone say that the other mugs went up a few dollars?
The Starbucks ones went up to $16.99.
Maybe it's because they're Starbucks ones. Well, I'll check these prices out at the park when I go Friday and see if they're the same. For my munchies or munchie, I was just looking at some of the menus from Flower and Garden Festival booths, and Jeremy and I and my wife Jessica, take a drink, we went last year around the same time and were able to go around and sample some things. So I just looked at the menu and I thought about the things I loved last year that I would sample again. They again have the Lotus Blossom booth, which is just basically the Chinese booth from Food and Wine, but it sells different things. One of them is a Gaoli or Jaoli beef bun. I don't know how to pronounce it. It doesn't sound like a Chinese word. But it's these Chinese buns are like they're steamed. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of sticky, but they're bready. And then inside is the filling. So it's got some kind of beef filling. Last year, I think it was like Kung Pao chicken. And ooh, it was delicious. Along with that is the wonderful peach oolong bubble tea, which I saw at the Joy of Tea recently on a regular park, on the regular menu. So maybe they're just bringing that in as a specialty. But it is delicious. And if you don't know what bubble tea is, it's the milky tea. And this happens to be peach flavored. And it's got little black tapioca pearls in it. They don't really taste like much. They just add some texture. They give you a big straw to suck them through. And it's wonderful and refreshing.
Very nice. I remember you guys raving about it last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I do like the mugs you're talking about. I've noticed those quite a bit on the blog. They caught my eye. I like how they're like nods to attractions, but they're not in your face.
Yeah, they're subtle.
Disney. Yeah. If you didn't know it was a Disney attraction.
Jeremy, did you see the... I was looking on the park store online, and they have Disneyland trash can salt and pepper shakers.
No, I have not seen those.
Yeah, one said Matterhorn, and there's one for Small World. And there's some other ones on there, too, but I saw Matterhorn, and that caught my eye because I know you're all about those trash can salt and pepper shakers.
Yes, I love them. I'll have to find those.
Yeah, they probably have more, but that's the only two I saw.
Yeah, I'll go next, actually, because I think what you're talking about was on the post that they released this week on the blog about new merchandise coming. Was that the one you saw?
Maybe.
Okay, because the headline said, new merchandise celebrates attractions. And I my first thought was our Mad Cue party a few weeks ago, and I'm like, are there going to be bobbleheads? Oh, they're going to steal our idea. But no, it was not. But on that same post was something that I want to talk about, and it was some new t-shirts that are themed to the different lands. And they're really cool. They're like retro looking and like a faded kind of heathery look. So like the Adventureland one is kind of like foresty greeny. And then Frontierland is brown, and then blue for Tomorrowland, and like a rustish pink kind of for
rustish.
Rusty, rustic. Anyway, for Fantasyland, and they all have like a pennant flag that says the name of the land, and then like some retro sketches of the attractions. And they're really cool. And I think I want all four of them at some point, unless they're, you know, $30 a piece. But they definitely caught my eye. So if you happen to go to the blog, it should be one of the top posts this week is those new attraction-based merchandise shirts. As far as munchies go, mine also was something from Flower and Garden because the festival just started last Wednesday, March the 2nd, and all the booths are set up and selling food like crazy. And what caught my eye, surprise, surprise, was something sweet. And it was at the new La Isla Fresca, I assume is how you say that. And it's a dessert, and it's the Tres Leches cake with guava puree. Mm. And I love Tres Leches. And if you put a little puree on there, I'm going to be satisfied. So that's what I want to munch on when I'm there for the festival.
You waste your taste buds on sweet things.
No way.
It uses one part of your tongue.
I can have both. I can get something savory and then finish it
when
off.
When I eat things, I like to use all parts of my tongue.
Well, aren't we pretentious?
Well, we, speaking about sweet things, and Derek, I just learned that, you know, he is really like the king of desserts, and he has never had tagalongs or Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies, and I was shocked by this, but apparently Matt says Girl Scout cookies are gross.
Well, so. You know, you're not missing much, but it's like saying, you know, I've never had a McDonald's cheeseburger. It's just an American thing, but you're not
That's
missing
right.
a whole lot.
That's a good analogy. Well, the thing is, like, I always say, oh, I love Girl Scout cookies, but really I've only ever had Samoas because that's what my parents always bought.
That is the one that is good. Like, really good.
Oh, I love Samoas. And in fact, I can't even name any besides Thin Mints, Tagalongs, and Samoas. Are those the only three?
No, there's more, but those are the only three that are good.
Shortbread. Oh, okay. We bought some shortbread kind this year for our little girl. She likes to eat shortbread cookies.
Shortbread. I could do that. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Girl Scouts. I love you. I support you. God bless the Girl Scouts of America. But just keep making
just
those Samoas.
Into a PSA all of a sudden there.
You can support them by going to www.
My munchies and merch is also t-shirts that I saw on the parks blog this week. There's a couple that I like, some that don't. But it looks like there's five of them that have been released. These are going to be at the co-op in the marketplace at Disney Springs, I believe. Correct? No? Maybe?
Tell us what the shirts are first. I don't know.
Oh, there's a Spaceship Earth shirt, and it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one, I kind of like it, but I don't like it at the same time. Because it looks like it has somebody accidentally dripped bleach on certain parts of it. So, because it's like a dark gray, blackish look with, like, spots in certain spots.
It's like a stonewashed kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. But then across, like, there's, like, a strip across the breast that looks like the Spaceship Earth pattern. And then it says in small lettering, which I can't read in this picture, but I think it's the opening lines of Spaceship Earth. Is that right?
Like a grand and miraculous spaceship.
It's not that exact line, but it's something about the universe.
Yeah, I should have picked up a different picture. And then the other one I like is one that Derek mentioned he likes as well, and that is it's a blue, kind of still that stonewashed look a little bit, but it says Toad McBadger and Weasel, and it has Mr. Toad's Wild Ride kind of symbol on it. And there's another one for Jungle Cruise that's like a tank top, some kind of a magic one. I don't know what that is, a Main Street Magic Shop. And that one's like a baseball tee. And then there's one more that says the Redhead for Pirates of the Caribbean. It has the redheaded whore on there. So, and that one.
That's not what she does.
I'm looking at the Spaceship Earth one. It says, for eons, our planet has drifted as a spaceship through the universe. And for a brief moment, we have been its passengers.
Mm. Oh, well, there you go. So I like those shirts. If I'll probably pick up the Spaceship Earth one eventually, because that one's probably my favorite.
Very cool.
Hey, the four trash cans, the four new salt and pepper shaker trash cans say Main Street USA, Matterhorn, It's a Small World, and there's one that's just for the Polynesian Village Resort. It has the little shrugging tiki guy on the Ooh. Front. Yeah.
Those He's become quite the mascot as of late. I see him everywhere, I feel like. Jeremy, did you have any munchies that caught your eye?
Just these wonderful Samoan Girl Scout cookies that I'm munching on right now.
There you go. You cannot find those at Disney's. Disney, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
It's time for another Mad Chatter game! Now, here's your Mad Chatter host, Mad Chatter Jeremy!
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. It's so good to be here, and welcome back to another Mad Chatter game. I, of course, am your faithful host, Mad Chatter Jeremy, and joining us, as always, is our contestants, Mad Chatter Derek and Mad Chatter Matt. Now, today's game is based on something that we all use frequently, and that is Amazon.com. I know Derek is a Prime member. Matt, are you a Prime member of Amazon?
I am.
Oh, good. Okay. So you all are familiar. And one of the things that's wonderful about Amazon is that you can go on and read reviews from your fellow peers and Amazon users, what they think about products. So I'm going to read some Amazon reviews of Disney films, and you have to guess what film they're talking about. Do you understand?
I sure. do, yeah.
Okay, good. Now this game, we're actually going to play it because there's I only have nine of them. So one of you is going to mute, and I'll ask the other one and see how many they get right, and then the other one will come back on. And I'll ask the same questions, and we'll see who gets the most.
Sounds great.
Matt, as our reigning champion, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, so Derek, if you wouldn't mind muting.
I can't be accused of cheating.
I'm muting now.
I'll give you a thumbs up when it's time. Okay, Matt, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first one. It's a classic, but wooden acting and a fundamental misunderstanding of marine mammal physiology have always ruined this one for me. It's a classic, but wooden acting and a fundamental misunderstanding of marine mammal physiology has always ruined this one for me.
I'm just going to guess Little Mermaid.
Okay. Number two. Is it just me, or does the prince look a lot like David from the 1980s Saturday morning cartoon version of Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Hmm. This prince looks like David from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
That's what the reviewer said.
This, This also seems like The Little Mermaid.
So, all right, moving on.
I'm going to say The Little Mermaid.
Next one. This character was a guy who came from nothing, who championed and organized a group of second-class, disenfranchised, and discriminated against citizens, and fought to increase their power in the kingdom. He was democratically elected and the only one who gave one zazu about their well-being. On the contrast, this other character was an arrogant and disorganized youth who trampled a movement simply by presenting himself before the gears of patriarchy.
Oh my good lord. Whose review is this? Some university student. Can you read it? Can I change my answer for the first one?
Sure, I'll let you go back.
Yeah, thank you.
What would you like to say?
You threw me off with the second one, a marine mammal biology. I'm going to say the first one was Pinocchio.
Okay, and then for this one?
The second one is Little Mermaid. You'll have to read this one again because that was a lot of words.
Okay. This character was a guy who came from nothing, who championed and organized a group of second-class, disenfranchised, and discriminated against citizens, and fought to increase their power in the kingdom. He was democratically elected by the hyenas. He was democratically elected, and the only one.
It's okay. I was gonna guess Lion King anyway.
All right. I'll just have
you
to
said the one Zazu of a something or another.
Yeah, I'll just have to make sure and say that for Derek. next one. When she sings, I want to claw my ears off because her voice is so high, so very high pitched. I wish she was cursed like Ariel and couldn't speak. Then I might enjoy this movie.
I'm going to guess Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Moving on. Next one. I hate jazz. It ruins it for me. But the animation is lovely.
I hate jazz. Who hates jazz? I'm just going to guess Aristocats.
All right, moving on. Caution for young kids. Over 400 die in the first 5 minutes. Had to explain it to my daughter.
Over 400 die in the first what minutes?
5 minutes.
I might take a minute on this one. Over 400 die in the first 5 minutes. Seems like this is right on the tip of my brain, like I've heard it recently. Oh, 400. Is that an exact number?
I don't know. It's just great. According to this Amazon reviewer.
400 die in the first 5 minutes. That's interesting. Seriously, I can't think of an answer. I would guess if I could just stab at something, but I can't, and I'm not passing. So okay. Hold a finger up for Derek. Where do they get this number from? Golly, I'm just gonna say the Black Cauldron.
All right, next one. Good movie, but always makes me wonder what they were smoking when they produced it. Just kidding. Well, sort of.
These are animated films, right?
Yes.
What they were smoking when they produced it. This is an interesting game. What they were smoking. Something weird. Odd. And they said it was good, right?
Good movie.
They enjoyed the film.
Yes, but always made me wonder what they were smoking when they produced it. Just kidding. Well, sort of.
Completely animated?
Yes.
God have mercy, this is a hard game. Treasure Planet.
All right.
This is terrible.
The movie description promised Everest-like conditions. It ended up with just a few flurries and some steep inclines. They avoided the parts of Everest climbs where everyone died in horrible and sickening ways.
Oh, good grief.
The movie description promised Everest-like conditions. It ended up with just a few flurries and some steep inclines. They avoided the parts of Everest climbs where everyone died in horrible and sickening ways.
Frozen?
All right, and last one. Don't like Tom Hanks. My favorite.
Yeah, that's great. Will I get penalized if it's the answer I think it is and I don't give the right number?
We'll see.
Toy Story and or Toy Story 2 and or Toy Story 3.
All right.
The Toy Story series.
Derek, are you there?
I'm back.
Okay, Matt, you can stay on, I guess.
I am. I want to listen to this.
Okay. Good. All right, Derek, you ready?
I guess. Are some of these reviews of Moana? Because I know how people on Amazon are. They review things that aren't even out yet.
No. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic, but wooden acting and a fundamental misunderstanding of marine mammal physiology have always ruined this one for me.
Well, I was going to say Finding Nemo, but classic. I'm still going to go with it. Finding Nemo.
All right, next one. Is it just me, or does the prince look a lot like David from the 1980s Saturday morning cartoon version of Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Oh, no. I don't know what he looks like. I cannot picture him. Let's go with The Little Mermaid.
All right, next one. This character was a guy who came from nothing, who championed and organized a group of second-class, disenfranchised, and discriminated against citizens, and fought to increase their power in the kingdom. He was democratically elected by the hyenas, and the only one who gave one zazu about their well-being. On the contrast, this character was an arrogant and disorganized youth who trampled the hyena movement simply by presenting himself as the gears of patriarchy.
Unbelievable. That's ridiculous. The Lion King is my answer, but these are just going to make me mad.
When she sings, I want to claw my ears off because her voice is so high, so very high-pitched. I wish she was cursed like Ariel and couldn't speak. Then I might enjoy the movie.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Did you write that review?
I hate jazz. It ruins it for me. The animation is lovely.
Ooh. Could be a number of different films, but I'm going to say The Aristocats.
Caution for young kids. Over 400 die in the first 5 minutes. Had to explain it to my daughter.
In the first 5 minutes? Finding Nemo? Again?
All right, next one. Good movie, but always made me wonder what they were smoking when they produced it. Just kidding. Well, sort of.
I feel like there are a lot of movies I would say someone had to have been smoking while making it, but I'm trying to think what the majority of the public would say. Not that these reviews are in any way reflective of the majority. Someone was smoking crack while making the movie Chicken Little.
The movie description promised Everest-like conditions. It ended up with just a few flurries and some steep inclines. They avoided the parts of Everest climbs where everyone died in a horrible and sickening way.
Are all of these animated movies?
They are.
Oh, okay.
Matt asked the same exact thing.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, sorry, read it again.
The movie description promised Everest-like conditions. It ended up with just a few flurries and some steep inclines. They avoided the parts of Everest climbs where everyone died in horrible and sickening ways.
I have no idea. A movie that promised Everest-like conditions. Goodness me. Frozen, I guess.
All right, and last one. Don't like Tom Hanks.
Toy Story.
All right, let's go over the answers together.
No. Yay.
Number one. Number one, it's a classic, but wooden acting and a fundamental misunderstanding of marine mammal physiology have always ruined this one for me. The correct answer is Pinocchio.
What? Wooden acting? That is so stupid.
Number two.
I was like, voice acting never ruins a movie for me. That's silly.
Number two. Is it just me, or does the prince look a lot like David from the 1980s Saturday morning cartoon version of Alvin and the Chipmunks? The correct answer was The Little Mermaid.
Whoa.
Both got that right.
That was a pull out of my butt.
That. And Google it if you...
I am right now.
The next one, this guy who came... this character who came from nothing and championed and organized a group of second-class citizens, blah, blah, blah. You both got that correct. It was the Lion King. Again, somebody with too much free time.
I like how you bleeped out the names of the characters but still said Hyenas and Zazu. Yeah.
I know, I kind of messed that up a little bit.
All right. He does look like Eric. David on Alvin and the Chipmunks does look like Eric.
I'm pretty sure it's the same actor.
Oh, wow. That makes a lot of sense. He just changed in like 10 years.
Next one.
Thank you for the pity breath laugh.
When she sings, I want to clear my... Ooh, let me try that again.
Clear my throat.
When she sings, I want to claw my ears off because her voice is so high, so very high-pitched. I wish she was cursed like Ariel and couldn't speak, then I might enjoy this movie. I absolutely agree with this review, even though I did not write it, and that is Snow White.
I'm wishy...
It's like only dogs can hear her at some points when she's singing.
Next one, I hate jazz. It ruins it for me. The animation is lovely.
Can I change my answer?
Nope, too late. But the correct answer was The Princess and the Frog.
Oh. Princess
and the Frog. What did Derek even say? I wasn't listening.
The Aristocats.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah, I didn't even think Princess and the Frog. My other guess was Jungle Book, but that's just one song.
Yeah.
Next one, caution for young kids. Over 400 die in the first 5 minutes. Had to explain to my daughter. Finding Nemo. Derek got that one right.
Woo! I found this review, by the way, and it says 500 eggs. And so that's a little different.
I had to edit it. Although if I said 500 eggs, you would have...
Like you said, hyenas as in Zazu.
Moving on quickly. Good movie. But always made me wonder what they were smoking when they produced it. Just kidding. Well, sort of. Correct answer, Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, well, please. I mean, the book was the original who smoked while they were writing it.
What did you say, Derek?
I don't remember, but you both got it wrong. Oh, he said Chicken Little.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it could have been half of the films in the Disney canon, to be honest. Just depending on your mood when you watch it.
I said Treasure Planet because I was thinking about all those odd-looking things.
Yeah.
This movie, the movie description promised Everest-like conditions, blah, blah, blah. You both got that right. It was Frozen.
Oh, wow. I thought for sure that was wrong.
No, you both kind of overthought it there, but, you know, snow.
What trailer did they see where they went in thinking, this is going to be like Everest? What a moron. I don't know.
This reviewer, Will Van Zant.
Oh, crap. He's a listener.
And the last one, don't like Tom Hanks. That's probably my favorite of all. Like, who wastes their time to go on Amazon and write a review?
Who doesn't like Tom Hanks?
Seriously. I just tweeted the other day that he's a national treasure. That's so crazy.
Yeah, he's a treasure to humanity.
Well, Matt said Toy Story 1, 2, and 3. Derek just said Toy Story, so I'm going to give it to you both. It was Toy Story 3, actually, is where you can find that review. Mm. So, Steve, tell us who wins.
Matthew, you got 6 correct.
Wow.
Derek, you got 6 correct also. It's a Mad Cheddar
tiebreaker.
No way. I'm taking a tie and I'm going home with it because I'm satisfied. That never happened.
That is true. So very good. Very good. That's how you play Amazon review. Take us out, Steve.
That's the blue.
Game. Finish.
Steve needs to retire.
This has been another Mad Cheddar game. Join us next time. Same Mad Cheddar time. Same Mad Cheddar place. Same Mad Cheddar fun.
Steve, you need some halls or something.
Before we get too much farther in our show, I do want to announce the winner of Aaron Wallace's book, The Thinking Fan's Guide to Walt Disney World. We drew randomly, and the winner is Emily Andrews. So congrats, Emily. I will email you soon. Yes, yes. I'll email you soon, get your address, and get that book out to you within the week. But now we're going to play a new game to our show, and it is called Where in Walt Disney World Am I?
1, 2, 3. Yeah! Ooh-ah, ooh-move,
ooh-ah, ooh-move. Where in the world are Derek, Matt, and Jeremy?
Here's how it works. We have each thought of a specific place. Attraction, place, hotel, whatever. In Walt Disney World. And the other two people will get 10 questions each. We're thinking yes or no questions, right? Is that how this works?
I think so.
Okay. And their goal is to guess the place before they have, or I guess they get 10 questions. And then after that, if they haven't guessed it, then the game is over. How we're going to play is each person will get one strike, which means if they decide to guess, they can. But if they miss it, then that's one strike. And then the next time they guess will be their last guess. Does that make sense? We good? Who wants to go first?
Why doesn't Matt go first?
Okay. I'll go first, which means I don't say anything except yes or no.
Okay, I'll go first asking the questions.
Okay.
Matt, are you in a park?
Yes.
Matt, are you in Epcot?
No.
Are you in the Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
Are you in Adventureland?
No.
Are you on an attraction?
No.
Are you in Tomorrowland?
No.
Are you in a restaurant?
No.
Is there a roof over your head?
No.
Are you near a water feature?
No.
Are you at a food cart?
No. I'm hiding real good.
Yeah, you are.
Are you... Oh, my gosh.
You're both at 5, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you near a restroom?
Be specific.
Are you near a restroom themed to Tangled?
No.
I meant in the distance, be specific. Because near.
I'll give you this. I'll give you that. Yeah, I'm relatively close to a restroom, yes.
But not the Tangled.
That is another question.
Are you wishing to make another question? No. Nope. Derek's turn.
Are you in Fantasyland?
Yes.
Are you off of a walkway?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Like, is your position on the walkway, or is it something that you've gone off of?
Like in the yard?
All right, let me ask another question.
Are you trespassing behind behind scenes?
It made sense in my head, but that doesn't say much. Are you sitting down?
No.
Are you with a character?
No. No. You're at 7. 7 each.
Did I say 10 questions? I meant 35.
Are you standing?
Is that the question?
Hold on.
Well, he's not sitting.
Yeah.
Are you standing on the bridge by Be Our Guest? Or excuse me, are you standing on a bridge?
No.
Are you in a queue?
No.
That was a good question.
Thank you. The bridge was not, because he already said he was not near water.
I know, but now everything I think about in Fantasyland is near water.
Yeah, that's so true.
Are you in Storybook Circus?
Yes. 9 questions for Jeremy.
Do you have a guess, Jeremy?
No, your turn. Go ahead.
There's not a roof over your head. And you're not in a queue, and you're not near water.
Just to be clear, I'm not near a water feature.
Okay.
The question.
Okay.
Now that doesn't help you a whole lot. I'm not giving you a hint. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Clear.
Are you beside something? I don't know. What, I don't know what else to
add. I am. Indeed
no, no, no.
Beside
that's
items.
Not my question. That's not my question. From where you're standing, can you see the archway entrance to Storybook Circus?
No.
I'm going to take one of my guesses.
Okay.
I'm going to say that you are standing.
Well, you get a question first.
No, I'm going to take a guess. I think I know. Ooh. I'm going to say you're in the walkway between Storybook Circus and Space Mountain.
You are correct.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yep.
Okay, I'll go next.
Favorite
hold
little
on,
places.
Hold on. I rarely win. I just want to soak up this moment for a minute.
Yeah,
and
bask
just
in it. Bask in it. Receive it.
Feels good.
Hallelujah.
All right, I'll go now.
Okay. That okay. Works too.
Go ahead.
Okay, are you in a park?
Nope.
Are you at a resort hotel?
Yes.
Are you inside a resort?
Yes.
Are you in a deluxe resort?
Yes.
Are you at a restaurant in a resort?
I'm going to say no to that question.
Great.
I want to take one of my guesses.
You get to ask a question and then you get a guess right after it.
Okay. Are alcoholic beverages served at this location?
Yes!
I'll take my guess then.
Okay.
Are you a Victoria Falls lounge?
I am, correct!
Oh, yay. Very good.
Chose an easy one. That's near and dear.
Okay. I guess I will go next.
Are you in a park?
Yes.
Are you in Epcot?
No.
Are you in Hollywood Studios?
No.
Are you in Animal Kingdom?
Nope.
Okay. Are you east or west of the hub?
That is not a yes or no question.
Oh, yeah. Are you east of the hub?
Now, when you say east, does that mean if I'm looking at the partner statue to my right?
If we're looking at the park map, just straight on and pretending that straight on is north, south,
okay.
East, and west.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said, am I east?
Are you east?
Yes, I am.
Lord, I need my compass. Are you on an attraction?
No.
Are you in Tomorrowland?
No. How do you know I'm not in Typhoon Lagoon? Just kidding. Just kidding.
Are you in a restaurant?
No.
Are you in a queue?
No. Wait, hold on. Am I in a queue?
Yeah, like waiting in line for an attraction or show.
You know what? I'm going to say yes, I am.
No, that's confusing. Okay.
I'm sorry. You'll understand when you guess it.
You're
sorry.
In a queue-like area.
There you go.
Okay.
Are you near a water feature?
No.
Are you in Fantasyland?
Yes.
Are you meeting a character?
Yes.
There you go.
Would you like to guess?
Yes, I would. I'm going to say that you're in line to meet Winnie the Pooh.
No.
You kind of cut out for a minute, so it just said, the Pooh!
You did a little bit.
I meant the line to meet Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Hey, that's strike one.
I know.
Okay, so then, are you in line to meet a female character?
Yes.
I would like to take a guess. Are you in the queue at Ariel's Grotto?
No.
Oh.
Are you near the Mad Tea Party?
No.
These go together. Okay, so it's not two questions, it's only one.
Okay.
Are you in line to meet... Let's just say this. Are you in Storybook Circus?
Yes.
I have a guess, my second guess.
Okay.
Are you in the queue to meet Minnie and Daisy at Silly Pete's Sideshow?
Yes.
Very Yay! Good.
Pete's Silly Sideshow, which now apparently you meet all
That's
four.
That's Silly Pete?
You meet all four characters... Just waiting in line once.
Oh, well, that's cool.
If that made sense. Huh. I don't think I said English when I said that, but you know what I mean.
I didn't say English.
Very
I
good.
I was thinking...
Yeah.
I was thinking you were outside meeting Alice in Wonderland, the characters
right.
there. You know how they meet
I figured
right there.
That. Yeah, yeah. Do you get what I mean? Like, I mean, you're kind of, unless you're actually meeting the character, you're in a queue the whole time. So that's why I was stumped for a second when you asked that.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we all did good because I thought... I tried to keep it like... at least pretty recognizable because I didn't want this game to last forever before we decided that there'd be 10 questions. But we all did a good job of like tough, but not, you know, like the test track food card or whatever. Anyway.
There goes my answer for next time.
Oh, there yeah. you go. Sorry. You'll have to think of one of the other billion places in Walt Disney World.
For our main segment today, we're going to take a little time to focus on an often overlooked, yet always noticeable part of Walt Disney World. We're talking about the parks, water parks, resorts, transportation, parking lots, bathrooms, anything and everything that smells at Walt Disney World. That's right, smells. If you're a true Disney fan, this whole thing makes sense to you. If not, you know, you need to either learn these things or you're not a true Disney fan and you can go listen to the Universal podcast.
Ooh.
Mm, which has its own set of smells. They're just not as pleasant. Yes, anyone who's been to Disney World for a very, very long time or has just grown an attachment to the parks, certain smells are just Disney smells. No matter where you run into them elsewhere in the world, you say, that smells like Disney. It's like when a dog catches a scent of something and your head just cocks to the side and you say, that's Pirates of the Caribbean, or that's this, or that's that. And we're going to talk about those smells tonight. We're going to talk about those smells on this segment, whether it's an attraction, a resort, food, whatever. And I think we should probably divide it into those categories. And I think we could probably start with, let's just start with parks first. So any of the parks that just come to my mind. And I have to be the one to start because I'm just going to throw immediately out of the gate that Disney water ride smell.
Mm-hmm.
Now that could go for Pirates of the Caribbean. It could go for Splash Mountain. Small World to a lesser extent. Certainly the land, Living with the Land to Epcot, that classic Disney boat ride smell. And I don't know, people say it's the bromine in the water, it could be the chlorine, it could be the rust, it could be the mildew. There's all kinds of things, and it's probably a combination of all those things together. But anytime you just go into a dark, dank place that's got moisture and mold, probably you smell that. I remember in Louisville, when we lived there, there was this place in Indiana called Huber Farms, and they had a wine cellar there that you could go down and tour. And as soon as they would open the door up to let a new group go down and tour, you could smell that. Dank is the only word I can think. It's dank and moist smell, and it was just like Pirates of the Caribbean. And you can't put a finger on it. It's just nasty, mildewy water smell. But for me, it's comforting, and for millions of Disney fans, it is as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. And these things hit you at the most unexpected moments. You know, like, even if you're just sitting at work and someone walks by with a plate of something and you're like, that smells just like the cart in Magic Kingdom. as far as water ride goes, I actually put Splash Mountain in a separate category because I feel like the smell is different. And I don't know what it is exactly, but even all throughout the queue, I smell, maybe it's like the kind of damp walls and like, that's not real wood probably. No, it is, right?
I think it's concrete.
Oh, well, that ruins the magic a little bit. This concrete tree we're walking through.
Oh, no, like in the queue?
Yeah, the queue.
I'm sure that's real trees, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that smell, I don't know. I feel like that smells different a little bit than Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well,
like, that's a smell
Splash
I get.
Mountain are exposed to the sun. You know, part of that water is outside. So there is a certain mildew, definite mildew smell there.
Yeah, and that's the kind of smell I get whiffs of when I go into caves, which I realize I'm not in caves all that often, but when I do, it's immediately that, like, Splash Mountain mildewy wall smell. Yep. And we're making these smells sound so pleasant, but they really are. There's that nostalgia there.
Yeah.
You don't care that it's maybe not a candle you would have in your house, but you love it.
Yeah.
I have a very rare smell. Well, it's not rare, but probably often overlooked smell that's in the Magic Kingdom that you can only smell during certain times of the year.
Ooh.
And that is during the Once Upon a Christmas Time parade. I always enjoy when the Clarabelle cow float goes by and she is busy baking on there. And they give you a spritz of gingerbread as it goes by. That's a wonderful smell.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, let's talk a bit about the attractions that, like, purposely make you smell these types of things. Like, for instance, PhilharMagic, when the pie is put right in front of your face. I always think of that. In fact, that was the very first thing I thought of when we talked about doing this.
That's the only one I ever smell in that attraction.
Oh, no, when they're flying on the carpet and they fly through, like, the laundry, I smell, like, a perfumey smell.
I don't think I've ever gotten that one. I think the whole place just always smells like apple pie.
Oh. No, I think it's different.
Maybe you have a better olfactory sense than I do.
I do. I mean, I didn't want to brag, but... but also, of course, Soarin'. Wait, can we move the cards? Yeah. Soarin's got the citrusy... That kind of lingers the entire rest of the attraction.
That's what I'm talking about. These scents, it's like citrus mixed with the pine, mixed with the watery kind of smell that they spray at the beach or jasmine or whatever it is. You just kind of get all that at once.
That's true.
But it's okay. When you do fly over the orange groves, you do get the whiff of orange right in your face at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But yeah, and who can forget Journey to Imagination?
Mm.
When...
Unfortunately, I can't forget it.
You're going through the smell factory thing and, you know, Figment takes over and instead of getting cherries or oranges or something, you get three skunks and it sprays you and it's very, very, very accurate. But it's almost also like a Starbucks smell. There's a little bit of coffee in there.
Gross.
I think that coffee shops and skunks smell very similar.
Huh. All right. It's that espresso. That bold espresso.
I think so. Other attractions that have foul smells, of course, the stink bug at It's Tough to Be a Bug, which doesn't always work. I feel like sometimes it works, or sometimes
it's
it works like half
to that
the audience.
Stunk smell, isn't it?
Yeah, and you hear like half the audience go, ugh, and then the other half's like, what? Huh?
What's happening?
And then, of course, the most infamous is probably the chili dog on Stitch.
I forgot. I haven't done that attraction in so long.
It's funny. I would argue that's the only part of the attraction that consistently works. I've been on it when not a single element works except for the chili dog burp.
The chili dog. And it's, man, that's terrible. The whole play, and then the thing about that smell, well, all these smells, you know, they linger, but the other ones are pleasant except for the skunk and Journey to Imagination. But, you know, people like the smell. They have, like, candles that supposedly smell like PhilharMagic and Soarin', but, oh, yeah, that chili dog smell, it's accurate, and it's supposed to be a burp, so it's not just, like, a foul smell, like a skunk or something, it's like a burp in your face, and it's hot when it hits the back of your neck. Ugh. That's terrible.
You mentioned those candles. Have you seen that, website with like the soy-based anthology candles?
Listen, since about a month ago, I have tried several out, and I don't want to give bad reviews. Actually, I'm going to give bad reviews because I think if they're going to market themselves this way, they need to market themselves. Let me make sure I get the company's name correct.
Before we bash them.
Before I bash them. Okay, I've tried two different companies. One is called Magical Moments.
Okay, I haven't heard of this one.
Yeah, Magical Moments. All of these are sold on Etsy. You can find them. And they're pleasant smells. Don't get me wrong. They don't smell bad, but they're not accurate. And Magical Moments has so many good reviews, which is why I was so confused. Now, actually, one of their smells is supposed to be the smell from Pirates of the Caribbean. Not just like there's some that are inspired by, so it's got like rum and pineapple and stuff. This one is supposed to be that dank smell from Pirates of the Caribbean, and it just smells like a crayon, like wax, you know. One was called Dr. Jones Adventure that I got, and I didn't like it. And one was called Soarin', and it not even close. The Sparkling Icicles from Bath and Body Works is closer than this one. So I don't know if some of their other ones are good. Those weren't. And the second company was the Savannah Candle Company, from which I purchased two woodwick candles. One was supposed to be Soarin', and one was supposed to be Polynesian. The Polynesian one does smell good, but it's coconutty and vanilla. It's not the Polynesian resort smell that I was looking for. And Soarin' is just it just smells like a Christmas tree. It's just that's all it is. No citrus notes or anything. Hmm. So anyway, there's that for you. So I think that's all the manufactured smells. Like on purpose, you smell them, right?
I can't think of any more. Yeah, that doesn't mean there aren't any more, but yeah.
So we think attractions. Are there any more or just smells from the parks? I think when Jeremy talked about the gingerbread from the float, obviously that made me think of Main Street, and that's some of the first smells you get when you walk through the Magic Kingdom, because rumor has it, and I don't know if it's true or not, I guess it is, that they actually do pump out some of the smells into the street artificially. So the confectionery has a very strong candy smell. You always smell the waffle cones cooking up at the ice cream shop parlor. The bakery used to have the really distinct cinnamon roll smell, but now it's just Starbucks, and that's good too, you know, coffee. But Main Street has its own plethora of smells, not to mention the sauerkraut from Casey's Corner.
I was going to say, I have a few smells from the parks that I don't enjoy. Can I share those?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say Casey's. I don't enjoy a Casey's smell, especially at the end of the day. For whatever reason, that smell kind of makes me gag a little bit.
Well, it's like, is it sweat? Is it sauerkraut? Is it mustard?
Is it a combo of all three?
What is the smell here?
Did you say balls?
I did.
Okay. I don't enjoy the smell of this one's controversial because personally I don't enjoy it, but I know people love it, and I think it's the nostalgic aspect. I don't enjoy the smell of Rome burning in Spaceship Earth.
I was going to say this one. It's not a unique smell. I mean, it's like a fire.
Yeah, it just kind of is like, ooh, you know, to me. But some people, when you get to that Rome burning, they're like, yes. Yeah.
It's kind of Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy the smell of the perfume store in the France Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I usually enjoy walking through those shops, but I will always avoid that because it reminds me of the perfume bar at Dillard's or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you just instantly get a headache, you know.
Oh, while we're on perfume, though, and I don't know if this is going to be making its way back, but the smell of the gift shop in Norway.
I thought that.
Yes, now
is nice.
That is a good one. And my former boss used to buy his cologne there. And so when I'd walk in his office, it'd be like, Norway. Instantly there. And it was wonderful. And then a smell I don't enjoy. I don't enjoy the smell in the German pavilion either for the same reason as Casey's. Just that sauerkraut smell.
But what about caramel kusch or whatever it's called? That place smells good.
Yeah, but the sauerkraut smell, kind of right there by the fountain, is really
fest.
I don't think I've ever bought anything at Caramel Kusch, but I always walk in there because it's like it smells amazing. In here.
Yeah, that's not like my first stop.
And this is arguably the worst smell, in my opinion, at Walt Disney World, and it's very unique. But you listen, mark my words, you will do this the next time you go, just because you heard me say it. I love Splash Mountain, but there's nothing worse than when you touch the handlebars the log.
Yes.
And then you smell your hands.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I know. Yeah. It's like when you have like sweaty change in your pocket and you, it's the same
sweaty
kind.
Sweaty change.
It's like sweaty metal. That is the worst.
You got sweaty change in your pocket.
So next time you're at Splash Mountain, you ride and you're holding the handlebars. When you release, smell your hands, then it'll be the worst smell and you will instantly feel like you need a shower.
Oh, yeah. And let us not forget Tomorrowland Speedway, all the exhaust and.
Oh, yeah. So in this
that's
bridge.
On my list. Yeah.
I mean, you get exhaust from that. The bus smell, like anytime I smell public transportation, like a bus goes by when I was in Louisville or something, I was like, Disney World. And it's not even pleasant. It's just like diesel.
But yeah, so, I ride buses so rarely. And yet in Disney World, that's all I do. And so, yeah, no matter what kind of bus I'm on, I'm like, oh, Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, but it stinks. So yeah, in that line of items, I think you could throw a lot of attractions in there. And I think kind of in a group is just that kind of mechanical, oily, hydraulic smell that you get from Star Tours and Tower of Terror. So that when I'm anywhere and I get that smell, it's just one of those things, like it's not a pleasant smell. It's just, you wouldn't want your house smelling like that, but you're immediately like, that's Disney World. That smells like Star Tours, or that smells like Tower of Terror, the boiler room or something. You just get those whiffs of things and it takes you there in your mind to me.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't really compare Star Tours and Tower of Terror, but I'm definitely going to notice it now next time I go. You really think they smell the same?
Well, no, I mean, the both have that mechanical smell to them. So Star Tours has the hydraulic smell and Tower of Terror just has that really kind of musty, oily mechanical smell.
I think all of Future World has its own distinct smell. Like, I don't know why. Maybe it's because we've talked about Main Street and how not long after you enter, you're, like, suddenly hit with all the wonderful aromas of the ice cream and the cinnamon rolls and things like that. And at Epcot, you're not. But I feel like it has a distinct smell. And it's kind of the same as long as you're outdoors, wherever you are in Future World.
Yeah. Maybe it's the food. I was going to say, when I smell like tarmac, like freshly laid pavement or something, or it's just a hot day outside and the roads are heated up, you know, if you get that smell mixed with like a pizza or barbecue smell, that makes me think of Disney World.
That's the most random combination.
It's like some hot pavement and food mixed together. It's like,
I can totally see this.
But it kind of also reminds me of Carowinds. You know, it's just a theme park smell, but
exactly.
Disney World. We'll stick to Disney World for that one.
Yeah, well, it's because you're in Disney World more than you are other theme parks in general. Like, I'm the same way when it rains. Like, I'm not really an outdoorsy person. I mean, I work, you know, 8 hours a day indoors. Don't really go outside. But then, like, even in the summer, I'm outside sometimes, but it's usually if I'm going to, like, a baseball game or something, not just, like, a big slab of concrete under my feet. And so whenever I am in a place, like a parking lot, where it's just rained, I immediately think Disney World. Because, I mean, how many times have we been in Disney World when it's just rained? I mean, like, we're coming out of the attraction because the rain has stopped. And so, like, that wet pavement, when, like, the mist is kind of rising off the pavement, that distinct smell, no matter where I am, makes me think Disney World, because that's where I get that most often.
Yep.
And that's a good smell, I think.
It is.
It's a good one.
Does anybody else have anything from the parks, specifically from the parks?
I mean, like, animal smell. You know. Like, you can't really get away from that.
Yeah. So let's go outside the parks then, and I guess this includes anything that's outside of the theme parks. Water parks, resorts, transportation. Jeremy, a few weeks ago in his ill-fated debate, mentioned the monorail smell, and it does have its own smell. To me, I always thought it smelled like the circus, like elephant poop.
Yeah.
It just smells like that.
See, from those metal poles, I get the same smell as I get from the Splash Mountain poles, honestly. Like, too many hands have been on that thing.
Armpits, crotches, everything.
Exactly.
Who knows what's been rubbing up on that?
Honestly, thinking outside the parks, I only have one, and it's something you already mentioned, and that is the Polynesian lobby.
Yeah.
It's just that moist.
I would mention all lobbies, but they all have their own kind of unique smell.
Okay.
The Polynesian used to be Yeah, watery, moist, mildewy kind of from the waterfall.
Right.
Now it's like a, I think I saw somewhere that it was, it's like aloe and clove or something, or clover and like aloe smell. You can actually buy this. It's a very expensive little air freshener thing that Disney uses. It's like a little fan, and you buy little tablets that stick in it. You can buy it for like $150 if you really, really want it. And they have the one that they use. I'll tell you what, a couple years ago, though, I bought the little automatic sprayer, the Glade, like the timed ones that spray, you know, every once in a while. And they sold one called Springtime or something. And it was supposed to be like green tea and something else. And it smelled like the new Polynesian lobby. But all those resorts on the monorail loop at Magic Kingdom have their own kind of distinct smell. Contemporary is just very clean. It smells like just a big hotel might smell in its lobby, but they all have their own distinct smell.
I'm gonna go on like a resort hop and just write down notes about what all the lobbies smell like, and then try to find matching scents at Bath and Body.
You could make it an art form, like wine tasting. Any notes of citrus, and there's a little woodsy and a smidge of dog hair is in it. And farts. Don't forget farts. The Grand Floridian is one. I don't think that many of them change their scents throughout the year except the Grand Floridian. And at Christmas time when they get the gingerbread house, which is a huge gingerbread house and all other sorts of things in there, it does take on its own different smell. And it's obviously very Christmassy, gingerbread, spicy smelling. I don't think any of the other resorts do that. I mean, they put up Christmas decorations, but none of them take on a completely different scent. But that does Grand Floridian.
I love that we've talked for like 20 minutes about the smells of Walt Disney World. And our listeners are probably saying, yep, I know that one. I mean, hopefully, unless they turned us off 10 minutes ago.
A couple weeks ago, Jessica was reading... she found one of these Facebook things, you know, BuzzFeed or something, had put like top 10 smells that Disney World fans understand or whatever, you know. And she was looking at them like, what? You know, like she couldn't understand because she's not like a super fan. But she was like, can you guess these? And I just went right down the line. I was like, Soarin', Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, or no, Space Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, the monorail, this, that, and the other. And I got almost all of them right. But they come down to things, and Derek, you can, I mean, I don't know if you care about food smells or not, but I'm not a big fan of, like, just the generic smells. Uh-huh. Like, to me, popcorn does not make me think of Disney World. No. Cinnamon roll smells does not make me think of Disney World. Ice cream smells do not make me think of Disney World. But I'm looking at these top 10 smells and these candles that people sell. That's apparently something people really do like. Like, there's a candle specifically called Disneyland Churros. And to me, that seems a little frivolous. That's just like cinnamon sugar, you know? That's not specifically a Disney smell to me.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're at Disneyland all the time, then you would just associate it with that. Because where else are you going to smell that often, the cinnamon smell, you know? Like, if you're at Disneyland once a week, then you're going to smell that every single time you go, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see that. Turkey leg has to be on there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Turkey leg, just grease and meat.
Yeah.
Oh, they sell turkey leg air fresheners.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's car. Right.
And some friends of mine bought me one as a joke, and I think
did
I
you
still
smell
have it.
It?
I mean, I never took it out of the package, but you could smell it through the plastic, and it definitely smelled like a turkey leg. Kind of made me gag.
Maybe they just soak it in like the grease.
Ugh.
That's sick. Okay, you mistakenly said Space Mountain, but I immediately got kind of that feeling of when you're in the queue, maybe like right before you're about to board. Like, there's no way to explain it.
That's another one of those mechanical smells. It's just the oil and stuff that operates all the machinery, and it has that smell like dinosaur. You know,
I think it's a good smell though. Like, it's also because you've just come in from the heat, and it's like cool, air conditioned, refreshing, and I associate the smell in the same way, like a refreshing, kind of thing.
Yeah, there's not too many food items that always make me, like I said, you know, popcorn and ice cream and stuff. That makes some people think Main Street. There's not too many food items that specifically make me think of Disney World when I smell them, but one is barbecue. For some reason, like meat smoking, if I go down to Sunny's here in Avon Park or anywhere, And I get out of the car and I smell like not just smoke like from a fire, but smoked meat like barbecue. I think of Disney World. It's not like there's barbecue everywhere at Disney World, but it just, I don't know. Maybe it's Boma, the smell of Boma, the smell of Whispering Canyon.
No, I think for me, it's Flame Tree Barbecue when you walk by there too. At Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yep.
I think we're all just enjoying the reminiscing of Flame Tree Barbecue right now.
Yes, I smell it right now.
Anywhere at Walt Disney World where there's like just a natural, I don't know. This is where you get really meta in people's heads and it can sound bizarre. And I understand that. But there's a certain just when it's a nice day outside and it's breezy, like today here in Avon Park, you know, in the mid 70s and sunny and breezy and nice. And that always takes me to a leisurely trip on the ferry boat over to the Magic Kingdom. Just fresh air and water and sunshine. Sunshine doesn't smell, does it?
Maybe we're just so far away from it.
It smells like burning flesh. No. And here's the most bizarre answer of the night, probably. I think I've said this before. The smell of Walt Disney World restrooms. Now, if nobody is like pooping out their large intestine or something, then the classic Disney World bathroom smell was all the same. And some of the restrooms still smell like this. I'm thinking especially the ones at the Ticket and Transportation Center. And that is just like a cheap orange air freshener.
Mm. And the sad thing is, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now, here's the thing. Most Targets, their bathrooms smell like this. So whenever I'm in a Target, judge me if you will. And my wife does. When I go to any Target, because now we're in Avon Park. I have to explain this. We're in the middle of nowhere. And so the closest Target is about an hour away. So that's why I say when I go to Target, I make sure to go to the bathroom because I know I'm going to get that nice citrusy urinal smell that makes me think of Walt Disney World growing up.
But it makes you think of Walt Disney World bathrooms. Like, why would you want to put yourself there?
Yeah. Well, but it's pleasant because think like Horizons used to smell like this before we got really advanced with our scents. Soarin's citrus scent is very accurate. It does smell like oranges. But Horizons was just, it smelled like this, like a very cheap orange smell because there was a scene in Horizons when you rode past this this kind of diorama of a futuristic farm. And there it was supposed to be a big orange grove that was being harvested by drones or something, and so it smelled like oranges, but it was uncontrolled, so the entire attraction smelled like oranges, and that's what those restrooms remind me of. It just reminds me of Horizons and Disney World and wall carpet all in one smell.
Okay, I can
see
that.
So if you happen to walk into your local Target and you're using the restroom and you see some weirdo in there just taking deep breaths and for no apparent reason, it's probably Matt. Tell him, hey.
It might be me, or you need to call 911.
Exactly.
Or, having an asthma
or he's
attack.
Having a heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, sir, I'll give you a moment. You clearly are putting yourself in Disney World. Excuse me. He's like,
yeah, sorry.
Help.
It's a Disney moment.
There you go.
Please don't put Disney moment.
That's a vacation video segment you won't see.
Yeah.
Matt's like enjoying it. He's like, all right, who's dropping the deuce in stall number two? Dang it.
Thanks for ruining my Disney moment. Now I've just been transported to the monorail.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I'm telling you, you're going to get feedback on this. I'm going to do a Donald Trump. You're going to get feedback on this podcast. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge.
All right.
Because people are going to know exactly what I'm talking about with that orange bathroom smell.
All right. Well, we're going to send it over to you, fans. If you have smells that we forgot or things near you that remind you of Walt Disney World, let us know. Comments at madchatters.net or on Twitter. We're at madchatters. We want to hear them because I'm sure there are many, many we forgot. Maybe for you it is popcorn or churros or corn dogs. But whatever the case, let us know. We appreciate those reviews on iTunes. Keep those coming. And if it's okay, I'm just going to wrap it up here and say we'll see you next week.
Let me say thank you to all of our fans who tweet us at Mad Chatters anytime there's breaking news about the Golden Girls or Dolly Parton, because you want me to be informed. I sincerely appreciate it, and keep it up. And also, take a little time to find the magic in every day, even in the Target restroom.
Lots of magic there. Oh, Dios le bendiga.